3.6 Interoffice Memorandum Form. We're going to be teaching you how to create a legal memorandum, interoffice memorandum here, but the mechanisms that you use and the skills you're developing are actually going to be applicable to other forms of legal writing later on. So this is a very, very important assignment. I'm going to remind you now at the beginning to keep track of your billable hours when you start working on this. We have some lecture notes here about introduction to memo form. Use the templates that you've been provided, both in the textbook here on this website, also in the legal writing labs. Very important to use those. When you get to the section on analysis, use the IRAC method of legal analysis. Pay attention to that. This is a great demonstration if you go down to about the middle of this page, demonstration in the IRAC method. The window on the left will have the contents and the steps, step-by-step process of creating a legal memorandum. And then it highlights those portions for you in the main window to try to show you how this works. So take some time to go through that, maybe a couple of times. We have the commonly asked questions as typical, the reminder to use your timesheets and the examples of the good, the bad, and the ugly timesheets. One more time, we recommend you use the timesheet tool, the app on the LMS, the Learning Management System. Just click on Dashboard and go back to your home page, and you'll see the timesheet on the left menu in the Essential Skills portion of the program. If you don't want to use that, you can use the timesheet, the Excel version that we have a download for here. You probably have already done that by now. And I will try to stop reminding you of that, sorry. And we're just really trying to get students to use that. It's a very new tool, and we're really excited about it. We have a link to the Legal Writing Lab here again. This is where the lab really comes in helpful, because it's going to allow you to open up a template on the left side and then choose Interoffice Memorandum from the menu at the top right, and that will load the elements in the second window, number two, the text window on the right side. And then for every stage of creating an interoffice memorandum, you will be provided with guidance. And as I mentioned before, it's like having an instructor looking over your shoulder, helping you with your assignment. Still my favorite quote from a student about that. So this will take you twice as long as you think it's going to. There's nothing wrong with you about that. It's really high-end stuff we're throwing at you very early. I think in some ways this is the hardest assignment in the program, but that's good news. It means that stuff after this, you've already started developing the skills. This is your first real legal document. And so put the time into this now. The more time and effort you put into this, the easier every single written assignment will be after this. So please remember that. Good luck.